Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're taking a look at space. And how important is Switzerland in the space race? And actually, surprisingly, some people might think, quite important, because let's take a look at what's been going on recently, because we had NASA publishing images of the first ever helicopter drone flight on the surface of Mars. Now, interestingly, there is a little bit of Switzerland within that drone, and there has been a little bit of Switzerland in many NASA missions. So today, Dario and Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at that. So how much of Switzerland is on Mars at the moment?
Yes. First of all, for those of you who aren't following all the Mars missions that are currently running, we're talking about Perseverance. Perseverance, that's the latest Mars rover to land on the Red Planet. And it actually didn't go there on its own. It brought with it a small helicopter drone called Ingenuity. The drone weighs about 1.8 kilograms. It is solar powered and was sent to Mars with Perseverance rover to take above ground photos and as a proof of concept for future Mars helicopter drones.
So Switzerland made the drone?
Not entirely. Actually, okay. It's just a very small part, but an important one. You see, there are six very small Swiss-made motors that steer the inclination of the drone's rotors and therefore the direction in which it flies. They are very light and energy efficient, which makes them perfect for a Mars drone where every gram counts, and they are made in central Switzerland.
Yes, I was going to say, those will be, you know, highly precision made devices for NASA to use those.
So, yes, and super robust ones also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Robust, complicated, light, small. But who actually does make those then?
Well, the company is called Maxon, and it is based in the canton of Obwalden in central Switzerland. And here's a fun fact. The company is called Maxon because it was founded by the two sons of a man called Max. Max's sons leads to Maxon.
Right.
And this is this Max was Max Brown, and Brown as in the brand that you might know for its hair trimmers and shavers, and maybe those of you who are listening or some of you who are listening might have a Brown shaver somewhere in their bathroom. So if you have a Brown trimmer, it might just have a motor in it that was made by the same company that now has made some motors that are currently steering a helicopter drone on Mars.
See,
this just as a little fun fact.
Right, it all links together. Okay. However, because you are saying that, Switzerland's actually, Swiss companies and NASA working together is not unusual. And Maxon has actually worked with NASA in the past.
Yes, they have worked with NASA specialists for many years to test and improve their products so that they meet the quality standards required in space. In almost all robot missions in the last 30 years, Swiss motors were involved, and there are currently over 100 Swiss micromotors on the Red Planet already.
Okay, but it's not just this company. There are other bits of Switzerland in space as well.
Yes, the astronauts of the Apollo missions famously wore Swiss-made Omega Speedmaster watches on their mission to the moon. Velcro, which, by the way, was a Swiss invention, is used a lot to cover surfaces in space stations to allow astronauts to attach objects to the walls, something that is very useful in a weightless environment where you can't just put down a pen, right?
Right.
So they have, for example, the even pens that are attachable to the walls with Velcro. NASA even uses Swiss embroidery machines for the badges and Apollo mission logos that the astronauts wore on their uniforms. Nestle provided some snack cubes and Nescafe for the astronauts on their moon missions. And since we're talking about all things Swiss, we might as well mention that the current associate administrator for the Science Mission Directorate at NASA is a Swiss citizen named Thomas Zurbuchen.
Right.
So without exaggeration, there wouldn't have been any moon missions without the Swiss.
No, it's true, isn't it? Or if there had been some moon missions, they wouldn't have known what time it was. Anyway.
Yes, exactly. I mean, what would they have had for breakfast if not Nescafe Gold?
Right, exactly. Right, Derry, there we go. The importance of Switzerland in space. I mean, seriously, Derry, I mean, this is because Switzerland does have an extremely high reputation for precision engineering. So you can understand why NASA would have looked at Swiss companies to help them out on some of the things they needed.
Yes, and when you look at the whole list, I mean, there I just mentioned barely a part of all the products that were Swiss made that went into Apollo and other NASA missions. When you look at the list, it's usually super highly specialized companies that make a tiny part of something. Like there was a company in Valais that made artificial rubies that were created to protect some of the NASA capsules against the heat when they re-enter the space atmosphere. So tiny things, highly specialized, made by companies that nobody has ever heard of.
Yes.
That's the kind of things that Switzerland contributed to NASA missions. It wasn't like...
Right.
Giant parts of the space shuttle, but
no.
Tiny things that made a difference.
Absolutely. So there you go. Let's hear it from the small companies we've never heard of. Right. Okay, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario with Swiss Up There. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.